Okay, my name is Christian Lima. I am 16 years old. Today is the 15th, right? The 15th. I am speaking with Christina Lima, who is my mom. We are recording this in Panorama City, California.
Okay.
All right, first question. Tell me a little bit about yourself. When and where were you born? What did you... born? Huh?
En español o en inglés?
Inglés.
Okay. I was born in Mexico in 1970.
¿Qué ciudad?
Apatzingán, Michoacán, Mexico.
Okay. Can you tell me how you met Dad?
I met Dad at the high school. We were learning English.
What high school?
Poly High School.
Oh, Poly, aquí?
Yeah.
How'd you meet him? What'd you say?
He was in my classroom.
Oh, didn't you say you, needed a ride?
No. Yes, you're right. He was in my classroom, and then one day my uncle cannot pick me up, so he was with another friend, and I asked him, who of you can give me a ride home? And he says, I will take you home. And since then I met him, and then he invited me to go to the theater.
How did you know he was the one?
The chosen one?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
You didn't know? No. You was marrying him?
Oh. How did I marry him?
What made you think
that I will marry him?
Yes.
It passed a year. Then we were in love. We love each other. And then we're alone here. He doesn't have family and I don't have family. Just uncles and he has an aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided to have our lives together.
Oh, that's nice. Okay. Can you tell me about someone you always remember?
From here or from Mexico?
Anywhere, anytime.
That I always remember.
Someone you always remember.
My parents.
Your parents?
And why? My brothers.
¿Por qué?
Because I miss
them. You miss them? We'll see them in your birthday, right?
I see them in heaven. When I go to heaven, I be with Jesus. And then I pray that they will be there. And we will be together, my parents. My brothers, I will see them because next year, if God let me live and then God provide us, we're planning to spend my 15th birthday, my 50th birthday
mm-hmm.
in Paris with my brothers and, of course, you guys.
Okay. Can you tell me about one of your happiest memories?
Only one? It's impossible.
Well, this...
My three kids?
They're born?
I don't have one.
You don't have one?
My happiest memory, since I remember, since I was a baby, a little kid.
Any time. Just tell me one thing that you remember, I really love this when this happened, or...
The first one that I remember, when you were born, but you say only one, so the one that I remember that I was so happy, so blessed, is when I was baptized, when I said Jesus as my Savior.
How old were you?
That was 3 years ago.
3 years ago?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Hold on, I pause it. Grateful means...
happy?
You know how I say, I'm grateful for you, stuff like that.
Okay.
So,
mm-hmm. So say the question again.
Okay, what do you feel most grateful for in your life?
Pause it. Okay, let me think about it. Okay. Grateful es como estás... grateful. Es como I'm grateful to be. Un ejemplo. Give an example.
Like, I'm grateful to have that I have two parents.
And it's not lucky, right?
I mean, it can be, but I'm like.
Grateful. Okay. I can be grateful.
Want me to continue? Does somebody like you're grateful? Like, what are you grateful for? Do you know?
To have you guys.
I just say that. 3, 2, 1.
I'm very grateful and thankful that God gave me the opportunity to be the mother of my 3 beautiful kids.
Oh, thank you. Okay. What was I like as a baby?
You?
Yes.
What were you were like when you were a baby?
Yes.
A chunky baby?
A chunky baby?
Yeah, very, mi gordito. I call you mi gordito. We call you gordito, you know that? You were very chunky. Beautiful.
That's mean.
No, but not a chunky, like, in a bad way.
Yeah, I know.
You look like a baby you want to eat.
Okay, do you remember
you were time? 10 pounds, you know?
Yeah, I know.
But now you're the skinny one.
No.
Oh, my 3 no. kids, you're the skinny one.
Okay.
Take it personal.
Do you remember a time when I made you angry? Like, as a baby?
Yes, I remember one time. You were in the playground. You know, I was having a daycare.
Mm-hmm.
And you were with an, you were 4-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And you were playing races, there you go, race.
Uh-huh.
With another kid.
Mm-hmm.
And they were running around, and then, I don't know why, suddenly you bite him. And I said, Christian, what are you doing? And then the other kid was, he, Christian, how can you do that? No, wait, mom, we were playing that we were sharks. And I was a shark, so I had to bite him. But that was an excuse, because you really marked his chest. I was angry with you.
I'm sorry that happened.
Yeah.
What are your dreams for me?
Oh, are you sure? Yeah. I have to tell now. Yes. Your dreams. Okay, you know my dreams about for you. Okay,
you
my
got
dream
me?
For you is like you be like your name says Christian. So you be a Christian boy and you follow our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you be somebody that you want to be, whatever you want to be in your life. Study, mm-hmm. focus, be the man you have to be. Stay in school, and you can be whatever you want to be.
Okay, thank you. And are you proud of me?
You don't know how much I'm proud of you, my baby. You're always going to be my baby. Now all my hopes are in you.
Why are you proud of me? What did I do?
I'm proud of you because I'm very lucky to have you as my baby, as my big boy that you are right now. You're such a great kid. You're always home. You love music. You do good at school. You respect us. You're happy when we get here. You always hug us. You always, when we tell you something to do, you always listen to us. You are very kind. You love animals. You love your brother and sister. You are such a great kid. You never go out without telling us. You barely go out. You're not a kid from the street that you go out. You don't spend that money that we give you in things that you're not supposed to. You take good care of your little things. And you are one of the best. The best.
Thank you, Mom. Last question for you is, what advice would you give me about raising my own kids?
Okay. What I would give you advice, like, the first thing you have to do, love them.
Mm-hmm.
You have to love them and then teach them good manners. Don't spoil too much. When you have to spoil, you spoil. But when you have to discipline them, you have to discipline. Like, this is wrong. This is good. Teach them about life. Mm-hmm. But always with respect, with love. And you want to have a good kid. Always teaching the good stuff.
All right. Well, I'll make sure you're there to help me. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Okay. And I wanted to end this interview by telling you how much you mean to me. I want to say that you're the best mom I could wish for. I wouldn't want anyone else. And I'm grateful for everything you do for me and how much you care for me. I love you, Mom.
I love you.